Wheel of Musical Impressions. Gwen Stefani singing Three Blind Mice.
Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run. They ran along with that farmer's wife who cut off the tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
Three years ago, I had an ugly run-in with Gwen Stefani when she was still with No Doubt, when I was working in New York at Z100, and I've never dropped that grudge. So every time you do Gwen Stefani, Melissa Villasenor...
Are you fuming right now?
No, it just makes my day.
Oh.
It's just very funny.
Oh.
So that was, of course, Fallon, but I love when you do Gwen Stefani.
Thanks.
How are you?
Great. I'm great. I like the radio.
Well, it's nice to have you in town. I know it's super early.
Yeah.
Normally you get up 5:30 in the afternoon and work for an hour.
I think it's just I didn't get enough sleep, but I actually really enjoy waking up with the birdies and before everyone's awake. Those are my creative hours.
So you're a morning person.
I am. I feel very silly and wacky in the morning.
What are you doing in show business? You're completely in the wrong business.
I know. It's all... Well, the hours are all messed up anyway. Especially with SNL, it's like every day is different. It's not the same hours.
Now, I know how it used to be. And by used to be, I meant the decade we called the 90s. Where Tuesday, everybody would pitch. And then Wednesday, Thursday were rewrites and you're building sets. And then Friday, you'd come in and you'd backstab everybody. And then Saturday, you'd do the run through in the show. Is it similar?
No. It's more like Monday's a pitch, Tuesday's writing night, Wednesday's table read. Those are the picks that get after the table read. And then we rehearse Thursday, Friday, film the three pre-tapes Friday, which could go really late to Saturday even. And then Saturday, we get in at 12:30, run the whole show. I mean, it is.
People have no idea the amount of time that's put into it. Like, in season, you don't sleep in season. Well, maybe once.
If it's a lighter week, I get a lot of sleep if I'm not really in the show that much.
But when do you find out how much the show you're in? By Wednesday?
By Wednesday.
Yeah.
Taylor Reed.
By Wednesday.
But things could change, too. That's the thing. It's like, it's really a lot of life lessons in that show because I could be like, oh, I'm not in the show this week. And then by Saturday, they're like, oh, you're in this sketch now. Now you're in the cold open. You're opening the episode. It's like, oh, wait. So you're on your toes. You're like, you don't know what. You can't really.
You're like a surgeon on call.
Yeah.
You never know when the call's coming in.
It's true. No, but it's good. It's taught me a lot. I've become a better performer and I've just gotten better through the years there.
Let's be honest. You become a better person.
Oh, thanks.
You come from a big family?
I do. Yeah.
Anybody else in the business?
No, just me.
And the family's thrilled with that now, I'm sure. What did they think when you first came home?
My parents were like, this'll phase out. this won't last. And then I was like, nope. I knew it.
What did the brothers or sisters do?
My brother works at Hearst. He's like a creative design dude. Mm-hmm. And then my sis works at Neon, that production distributing company for movies. And
well, she's kind of in show business.
Yeah. And she, and then my other brother, Andy, he works in construction engineering in LA.
You have any nieces or nephews?
Nah.
Okay, so that's not, you don't have kids in your life yet to tell you how cool you are.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, down the road.
Or not cool.
Right. Well, by the time those kids age to a point where...
They could be so honest and hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but by then you'd be such a big star, you wouldn't even take their calls.
That's true.
So there is that. How many different voices do you do?
I don't know.
But that you love, like voices that you love to go to, other than Gwen Stefani.
I mean, I guess I feel like I like the voices that aren't that popular for
like
me.
Who?
I guess... Like Gandalf and Steve Buscemi, but these aren't like dead on like my other ones. It's more just for me, I think.
Do you walk around going "My Precious" a lot just to make sure you're still in?
Oh no, that's a little dude.
Oh, that's not Gandalf.
That's not Gandalf.
Gandalf's a wizard.
He's the wizard. He's the one that goes, "Oh, this is a good morning. Oh, I love coffee."
Gandalf selling coffee would actually be a good commercial. And you're an LA girl.
I slept until noon.
See, it's just it tickles me. Those are the ones
right.
I like.
Right. And you're an LA girl.
LA gal.
What were you doing when you got Saturday Night Live?
I was just content doing some cartoon voices and taking classes, acting classes, and doing stand-up as I always did. I got to this place where I was like, you know what? I'm happy. I trust it's going to go. And it, you know, that was a good place to be in, getting the show.
So how'd you get the audition?
One of the producers saw me do stand-up at this show in L.A.
Okay.
And then I auditioned. I usually send in a reel every... Sorry, did I hit your toe?
You're all right.
Okay.
Bridget and Melissa are fighting.
My shoe hit her feet.
So the producer comes up to you at the show and...
No, she didn't say, they didn't say anything. But my friend Al Madrigal was hosting the show, and one of the producers is here, and I was like, okay, well, I just did my stand-up set anyway. But I sent in a reel as well, and then I did a showcase, and I flew out to audition, and then meetings. So it's kind of it's a process, but they saw me also 6-7 years prior audition as well.
Well, you're not old enough for 6-7 years prior.
No, I auditioned when I was 21.
Really?
Yeah, it was nuts. But I was so bad. I had good impressions, but I wasn't a funny person.
You didn't have an act.
I had some bits.
Right.
But no.
So how does that work? Do they take you aside and go, you got some good stuff here, keep working on it, maybe we bring you back?
No, they say nothing. There's nothing.
It's just bye-bye.
It's just bye.
Wow. Fun.
So they ghosted you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even before the term existed.
Even before it existed. Well, I think it kind of was always out there. They just named it.
Right. Melissa Villaseñor is at Zany's downtown. You ever played Zany's on Wells?
No, it's my first time, and last night's show was great.
This is a legendary venue.
It's so cool. Yeah, I could feel it in there. Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody that's ever been anybody in stand-up has played there, and it's the weirdest little room. I mean, I love it, but it was a strip club at one point, so there's this giant stage.
Oh, no one said this. In the front, that's why I felt real sexy.
There's this overly tall stage in the front, because most stand-up clubs, you know, there's a little riser, you know, or a stage you can walk up on. But this awkwardly high stage in the front, and you're talking to a narrow room, looks like a bus terminal.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So get that in your head, right, for tonight's shows. Zanies.com. Hold on, we'll come back to some more in a second. And we'll find out about something I like to call Bridget Gaynor's slow weekend.
When you wish upon a star, Christina Aguilera.
When you wish upon a star. Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come true. You, yeah.
How about that? How about that? Melissa Villaseñor is here from SNL. She's at Zany's.
Thanks.
Tomorrow night in Rosemont, by the way, two shows downtown tonight.
Come
but tomorrow
on
night,
out,
Rosemont,
guys.
Zanies.com. Did you ever think about like a straight up legit singing career? Because you have a fabulous voice.
I do music on the side. I mean, I don't know how some. It's the same thing as a comedian. How do you have a music career? I feel like I make music. I want to have the life of Donald Glover and be a crossover artist. That's my plan.
I think of you more as a female Childish Gambino anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I see in you. Our friend Bridget Gaynor here is a big shot executive at a company.
Hell yeah.
She could tell that.
At Aon. Yes, and also a high-level politician in Chicago for the Cook County Board. And a terrific mom, by the way. And
well, we'll see. Jury's out. You know,
one child hates her at home. But she also claims to never be busy on the weekends. Every Friday when she's here, I always check in for her definition of a slow weekend. So what are you doing this weekend?
This is actually a slow weekend. So tonight we're going to Open Outcry. So it's on 109th and Western. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Nope.
New bar, food. They kind of like built something that looks like a food truck inside the restaurant, but then they have a whole roof deck. It's awesome. So my sisters and I are all going to go out there and hang out. And then there's really like not much else going on.
What?
Truly.
There's nothing happening Saturday and Sunday?
Nope. hanging out with the kids. My husband's out of town with my daughter. They went to see his sister. So the baby's out of town, even though she's not a baby. So it's just me and the teenagers, and I'm going to worry about my son at Lollapalooza. That's going to take up a lot of my time.
Yeah, you should be busy this week.
A lot of my time. And then the rest of the time is going to be spent having Lillian tell me why she should be at Lollapalooza, but she's not.
You should definitely be busy this week.
So that's going to take up a lot of time, worrying about Finn and then listening to Lily talk about...
Those are cool names, Finn and Lily.
Yeah.
And
Mary is my baby. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's 11. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a baby.
I'll do you a favor as your friend. I'll call you every 15 minutes and go, I'm sure he's fine.
I was like, text me. He goes, yeah, Mom, there's real bad reception in Lollapalooza. I go, really? That was like, he was asleep when I left this morning. And I said, I want you to text me all the time when you're there. Just like every hour, just say, hey, I'm not doing drugs. And I'm not dead, and I'm not running into traffic.
You can't get a cell signal in Chicago at Grand Park. What are you,
really,
crazy?
It's all jammed up. I go, you've never been there. So how do you know there's no cell signal? And by the way, you're not even there now. So listen, I don't like where this is going for your long-term life, that you're already coming up with excuses.
I want to see what excuses.
Yourself.
I want to see what excuses he makes to his friends every hour when he has to text Mom.
Oh, they know my scene all day.
Yeah, like, they got their face in the phone anyway.
Well, they're all right. The whole thing is like the only saving grace is maybe they're not doing anything bad with each other because they can't set down their phone. So
well, that's good. Yeah,
they're
keep
only
their hands.
Taking pictures to put it on Instagram instead of actually being, you know,
keep their hands busy.
That well. Definitely.
Right?
That's my goal.
Melissa Villasenor with Lollapalooza in town. Are you tempted just to bag out of the show and just go to them?
I mean,
music should, you know, you love music.
Yeah, that would be fun. But it's funny how now getting older, I'm like, man, the energy. I can't do that during the day and then do stand-up at night. Mm-hmm.
You know what we call that? A good idea at 7 a.m., a terrible idea at 7 p.m. You know, at 7 a.m., it's like, this is fantastic. Free tickets to the Rolling Stones. And then at 7 p.m., you go, eh, they probably don't have parking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
Plus, did you bring your triangle bikini, your short shorts, and your glitter? Because they don't let you in.
I don't do that.
Yeah,
don't let you get in.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sorry, you have way too many clothes on. What's happening here?
Yeah, they wouldn't
let
me
in. Can you really enjoy the music? Oh, you don't know any of the bands anyway? Oh, yeah, okay.
There is a... somebody texted in earlier. I don't know if I could find it. They said it's called Angel Snot, this glitter thing. You up to that, or is that just one line of glitter product?
You know what? Not an expert, but I have experts.
I'm sorry, unicorn... Not Angel. Unicorns. Snot.
That was Angel Dust you were thinking about? Yeah, that's in my nightmare. Okay, good. But thanks for that.
You'll be playing the role of neurotic mom all weekend. So
it takes a lot of talking about the use of energy. I won't have any energy to do anything else. It's a lot.
Well, speaking of energy, let's get Melissa a broad career here where she's fielding offers because we know she is.
Absolutely.
With your talent and with your ability to do all those voices and characters,
yeah,
you got to be getting pitched sitcoms and different ideas for things. I mean, all the various platforms. Hey, we got a series on YouTube we want you to do. We got a mini here we want you to do. Those have to be coming your way.
Little bit. I feel it's ultimately up to me, though, to write my script.
Actually, no.
Yes. I feel like, no, I think to make it something I want to do.
Oh, write a script. That's what you meant, script for your life.
Oh.
Both.
Yeah, both.
Right,
yeah. But
right.
I do want to do like a fun buddy comedy, road comedy. Those are my favorite movies.
Well, that's
just
a good idea.
Just two idiots driving. You
know? They're my favorite things to do.
I mean, yeah. So that's something I want to write, and I want Steve Buscemi, play my dad.
Nice.
Do you know Buscemi?
I do.
He's a fabulous guy. New York City fireman.
I mean, I love him. But yeah, I just want something real fun, a father-daughter type of movie.
That's very
I just
funny.
Think that'd be real fun.
Very funny.
So I want to write that.
Is there anybody you do voices of? People do voices, get asked this all the time. Is there anybody you do voices of that doesn't want you to do the voice or it was awkward meeting him? Like your Ellen is unbelievable. I'm sure Ellen loves you.
Oh, boy. I don't do that one anymore, but I feel... I mean, I probably could, but...
It's not like Ellen told you you can't.
No, I just feel... I don't think I've had anyone say don't...
How about Sarah Silverman? I love Sarah Silverman.
She loves it. I ran into the Comedy Store a few weeks ago, and she was like, are you going to imitate me? and I always have to, because she wants me to, and she's the sweetest. And she just, like, stands on the side of the stage like... I remember meeting years ago Maria Bamford, and she's one of my favorites.
She's so great.
And I remember I was like, I do an impression of you, and she's like, I don't want to hear it. Like, if it's okay, I don't want to hear it.
Do we know if Maria's legitimately off the deep end?
Oh, I think she's great. She's actually really happy.
She's fabulous. Oh. She's from Minneapolis or Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's happily married, mm-hmm. and she's got what appears to be a fairly stable life. But when you see her act, you go, "Oh, I want to laugh really hard, then I want to give you a hug."
I know, Maria. She's good, though. Yeah.
So there's some great, female talent in comedy.
She's so good.
It's great to have you in.
Yeah,
I told you when you walked in, I'm a big fan. I really am.
Thanks. Thank you.
So have fun tonight at Zany's on Wells.
I will. I sure will.
And then tomorrow night in Rosemont, zanies.com. And I think there's some tickets left. You probably should grab them right now.
Yeah, grab them right now.
Yeah.
Okay, zanies. It's going to sell out, and we're going to have a fun night.
By the way, if you buy two and use my name, you get the other two for the same price. So, I mean, get on that before that offer's gone.
Absolutely.
Really?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of power I have. Great to meet you.
Good to meet you too, guys.
You want to plug social? Where do people find you on social?
Melissa V Comedy, because I don't think anyone can spell Via Senor, you know?
Right. Don't make it hard for people.
Yeah, they're just...
Melissa V Comedy. And Bridget, just, you know, whenever you can't find Vin, I'll just come by. Finn. I got Via Senor in my head.
Right. Only when they let us put the trackers in their head. That'd be so much better.
Well, that's where you know where Vin is.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you. It's always so much fun. Have a great weekend.